They basically said the information is important, but where we keep it may be up for debate. So that's an important, I think, a very important milestone for those who saw this as devastating to the NSA. I disagree.
All right, so that's the voice of Congressman Mike Rogers. He says that it's a win, this presidential report. Not so sure. If we were gift-wrapping the NSA, I wouldn't call it a win in any sense of the word, even with this new report that's been flushed out. How was your weekend? Were you battling the elements? Were you battling the crowds? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Glad to have you on board with us. Wherever you're going, be careful. Watch that weather, because there are icy conditions. There are floods still to be dealt with, and the ice and the snow and everything in between, it's been a crazy winter mix. And depending on where you're headed, those roads could be really gunked up. And even with the flights, check to make sure those flights aren't being delayed. I had a friend that actually, during an ice storm in Dallas a couple of weeks ago, flew into Dallas, got on the last flight from Washington, D.C., and could not get from the airport to his home outside of Dallas in a suburb. So he had to sleep on a cot in a terminal in the corner somewhere. And he said the best moment was freezing. It was when they finally came along with giant blankets and they handed blankets out to people. And he said it was kind of a rough night, but there was no way to brave the roads. There was nobody that was going there. They wouldn't take people out of the airport for the most part. So he was stuck. So be careful if you're out there traveling to make sure you check on all of that so you don't find yourself in the same situation where you're huddled in an airport somewhere. So Rogers was part of the Talking Heads. He was on ABC's This Week program, and he, of course, is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and he said that this report that was ordered by the Prez to review the cell phone spy program part of things, that reaffirmed that the surveillance effort should stay in place, but with a little more transparency, saying that there wasn't any violations, there wasn't any unlawful activity, there was no scandal, none of it was in the report, so there doesn't have to be a panic here, and that looking at the NSA's efforts to collect bulk information with the emails and the cell phone use by Americans, he said there should be some tighter restraints on who has access to it, and he had included a suggestion that phone companies be in charge of securing the metadata. So he says the panel said the information is important, but where we keep it is up for debate. I think it's still up to debate as to whether or not that we should have this massive data dump in the first place, because I don't see really, of all the things the NSA does, I don't see how this is leading, by violating the privacy of Americans, how it's leading to something that's going to ultimately land terrorist threats. If anything, it makes us all skeptical of what the government is doing to us and how much they're spying on us. And all of this is that Ed Snowden, the fact that he still has 1.5 million pieces of information he could release, give or take, and he's the one who exposed the secret program in the first place. But Democrats and Republicans agreed that were on these shows anyway, the ones that I saw, that Snowden should be prosecuted and shouldn't be given amnesty if he came back to the United States. And Roger said that he would personally pay for his plane ticket and that he crossed the line, that he contacted a foreign country and said, I'm going to sell you classified information for something of value. And Rogers emphasized that's what we call a traitor in this country. So it looks like there's bipartisan support for some of the things that were in the report, and we'll see if it leads to anything significant as far as what's done with information, how it's collected, that kind of stuff. I don't think that, I think the amnesty question is going to be tackled back and forth in a couple different directions, but Snowden's not headed to the U.S. anyway. In the meantime, what's happening with the NSA, their changes in policy, and how much information is being collected and where it's stored is of great concern to so many of us, because really, treading on the Constitution for scraps of information that don't lead to anything, I don't see how that warrants doing it. I don't see why we would overreach in the first place, because we're spending money to do it, so that doesn't make any sense. Something else that doesn't make any sense. So last week at the tail end of the week, we talked about Dennis Rodman once again going to North Korea, his home away from home. I think I need a vacation. Let me go to North Korea. So Rodman won't say whether he even met with Kim Jong-un on his last visit. They have this unique friendship, so he gets to travel to North Korea once again, and he said it's a short visit, that he was just working on the players, that how they were going to play in Pyongyang for this exhibition game for Kim's birthday, and he certainly is the highest profile American celeb, or American in general, to meet with Kim since he became the leader of North Korea when his father died in 2011. And of course there are a couple of people there serving time that it would be great if Rodman could talk to him about it, but apparently he's not interested in doing that, so he says he's just focusing on basketball and that's it, and that infuriates a lot of people to see Rodman do that and have the ear of somebody that we have no idea in what direction he's going to go. If he has his ear, couldn't he help a few people that are stuck in a terrible situation in that country? And it doesn't look like they are getting out anytime soon, especially the one missionary that was accused of spying, which seemed like trumped up charges. If you read the story about him, you know, craziness for sure. And I got to say this here at the top, because it is the season to be jolly and all that. There is something about this Pope Francis. Man, over the weekend I read something about him telling the priests to stop being gossiping, that they needed to stop gossiping and just do their jobs. I got to say that he's a guy who was a bouncer, and now he's urging protesters who go to his weekly blessing to use the conversation and not violence to press demands, and saying that why not have a constructive contribution, and, you know, why don't we have the path of dialogue, and that the poor can't wait, and, you know, pushing people, telling them from charities to anyone else on hand to do everything they could for every family so that they can have a house for this holiday. So it's interesting. Some of the things that the Pope, when he's been in public, that he's chosen to address, and I love the fact that he slapped down priests and told them to cut the nonsense and cut gossiping about what he was or wasn't doing. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and stormy eyes. The kind of eyes that hypnotize me through.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year, everybody! Whatever you celebrate, I hope you get to celebrate it with family and friends, and be careful, like I already suggested at the top, because of this crazy weather that we're having in parts of Wisconsin. They're talking about 9 inches of snow in Milwaukee and a couple inches of ice in upstate New York, and then a weird deal where at one point during the day on Sunday in Central Park, it was 70 degrees. 70 degrees, and then it's going to be 30 degrees. On Christmas Day, so you never know. And if you're traveling, you just have to watch out because you get stuck on some of those roads and you are just going nowhere. You are just stuck. You're stuck in the car. I've seen this terrible phenomenon. Rarely have I'm knock on wood, been lucky. Rarely have I been stuck in that situation. But it is awful when that happens because you can't. It's just seems to back up and back up and back up, and nobody can go anywhere because they can't move because of an accident or something else that's happened. All right, speaking of a rarity, I happen to come across this story of an Al-Qaeda story. It's a strange deal. The head of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula pumped out a video message on Sunday apologizing for a hospital attack earlier in the month that left dozens of people dead. The attackers were directed not to assault the hospital or mosque in an attack against the Yemeni Ministry of Defense compound on December 5th, but one fighter made a mistake and attacked the hospital. So in the video, the leader said, "We confess to this mistake and fault. We offer our apologies and condolences to the families of the victims." And then went on to say, "We did not want your lost ones. We did not target them on purpose. This is not of our religion or our morals. And I can't remember ever hearing or seeing anything like that from Al-Qaeda." And it probably came after the government released the surveillance video showing the hospital under attack. patients looking out the windows, then running after an explosion, huddled in hallways, watching as an attacker walks toward them, activates an explosive, and lobs it in their direction. So, of course, they're going to apologize for that because it makes them look exactly as they are. And to have that broadcast in Yemeni over one of their channels, a guy going into the hospital and doing what he did. The U.S. government designated al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula as a foreign terrorist organization and says that group has definitely pulled the strings or orchestrated or whatever you want to call it. A lot of high-profile terror attacks. It's not surprising to see that. But it's surprising to hear the apology and the and that particular group is absolutely the group that has planned and executed a lot of those attacks. So how about that? They even said in the message, that the group would financially compensate families of the victims in the hospital that were killed in the hospital. Wow. So I guess they wait, it's published, and then they send them the money. Crazy. And goes on and on and on. We made a mistake. We accept responsibility. We are continuing with our jihad. So that's what they said. We have a long list of places, and in case they continue, we will continue. We will reach them. And what they blamed it on is they say places that help American drones by spying, providing information, or offering intelligence are legitimate targets. So they were saying that's what we were trying to do. And we have a list of these places, and we're going to continue. We're going to reach them. Because we're going to defend ourselves, and we just happen to make a mistake here, so we accept responsibility. We are continuing with our jihad. So there's clearly a reason why they wanted that out there, and to say that, yep, we're going to give you money also in the meantime, so you know if you lost somebody, we, you know, stay tuned for more because we're not going to let you go away empty-handed for this. And of course they can't do that because they always blame the U.S. for the drone, the collateral damage with drones, so then they come back and say that to the people there to not look as bad as it did on the tape, which I don't know how you get around that. They go up to them and lob an explosive their way. Yeah, there's no downplaying that. You're in the middle of a hospital and you're shaking and you're huddled in a corner somewhere, and oops, we got the wrong people. That's not what we meant to do. Yeah. Wonder how far the apology is going to go. That's why they offered them the money, too, as well. Another thing to be careful about this holiday is stolen information from your cards. If you're using your debit cards, your credit cards, which, of course, we all do, just be careful if you see something that looks... And I don't know how you would see it because really a hacker is from someplace else. But if you catch something and you hear of some kind of a security breach, watch out for that, because that credit card information from Target, they're still trying to track some of that down. Tens of millions of Target shoppers had their credit and debit card info stolen at the point of purchase where they swipe the cards, but they're not going to be on the hook for any of those transactions. So that's the great news, is they know it's bad and they're not going to have to worry about it. And debit card users, sometimes it's harder than credit card users. It just depends. I've seen both of this, and I've helped somebody untangle both of these scenarios. And if they get to it quickly, usually it's not a big deal. I mean, it just depends on what's being spent and, you know, what's your personal liability on a credit card, but it depends on the debit card, because they say if somebody fraudulently uses your debit card, you could be liable for $500 or more, depending on how quickly you report it. Versus the credit card charges, you can't be held accountable for more than 50 of that. So they just try to grab up the numbers and use whatever it is that they can pump out there. Wow. You can't stop these hackers quickly enough, because they're always finding new ways to drain you, to figure out how they can hack into that many people, which is just awful. The fact that they did that they hacked into the accounts at the point of sale, the then the skimmers are out in full force too. So they are looking for ATM machines for the hot spots, and they're trying to grab the PIN numbers. So cover your PIN numbers when you can. Look around you, because people are trying to rip off that PIN number. And they're doing that a lot of times. They're planting cameras and whatnot near those, near the ATMs, so that they can see them and they can copy them. And if that isn't enough to worry about, the countdown is on for some of the major Obamacare deadlines. You have to enroll by December 23rd for coverage starting, kicking in January 1st. But some people get a little bit of a reprieve depending on their circumstance. If you live in one of the 36 states that's serviced by the healthcare.gov, what do? Then you just have to put it in by the end of Monday. And your first month's premium has to be in by December 31st. But it's different if you have state exchanges. That can vary. Like in Rhode Island, they have until December 31st to pick a plan and have the coverage start the next day. But they have to pay their premium by January 6th, and they don't get an ID card until they do that. In Minnesota, they also changed their dates. Residents have until December 31st, too, to pick a plan. Cover starts the next day, and they have until January 10th to pay, so that's pretty good. It depends on the states as to how much time you actually get, since some people are running into those walls too with their state exchanges. They're trying to give them a little bit more time to be able to sign up. Open enrollment officially ends March 31st. If you pick a plan, then you avoid, and you're insured, then you avoid the penalty. Otherwise, you get the penalty if the IRS tracks you down. So a little bit of a reprieve on a sign-up date and payment date when it has to be paid. But others who sign up just through healthcare.gov has to be signed up by Monday. Bum, 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 bum. And then we'll see what the fallout is after that. So far, over 1 million people have signed up. They were hoping for closer to 7 million. We'll see what happens through the spring. Hang with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Obviously, for the last couple of days at least, and we've talked to him before. What I'm referring to is Colorado, and here we go again with another school shooting. Jeff Cass joins us, and you've probably read his stuff all over the place, whether it's the Christian Science Monitor, Newsday, U.S. News and World Report. He's popped up all over the place, and he's become an expert in mass shootings, and especially school mass shootings. And as I said, here we go again. Jeff was actually one of the first reporters on the scene at Columbine. And I mentioned this, we talked to him before. Good to have you back on the show again. Unfortunately, sad circumstances, but Jeff, we appreciate it.
Thanks.
The situation this time around with the kid that went into the school who had a machete and Molotov cocktails, and he had 125 rounds of ammunition. Are we starting to learn more about Carl Pearson, this 18-year-old who ultimately ended up killing himself? What do we know now about him?
Well, I mean, I think one of the key things is that this attempted murder was targeted. You know, what we're hearing is that he had a specific issue with the debate teacher/librarian, it was the same person, and he was after him. That's who, versus, you know, something like Columbine or the Aurora Theater shooting where, you know, everybody was a target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so there seems to have been a specific grudge here.
Do you, in the, I mean, here it is, Colorado, though, obviously the proximity. So that had to, at least for some people, it had to freak them out. Because when it, as you know this in covering these things, you don't know what it is when it first happens. There's all this speculation, and there's lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. Would you say, especially in Colorado, because of Columbine, because of other things that have happened across the country, that schools there react pretty quickly when something happens and they don't know exactly what's going on?
I mean, I think it's everywhere. I think schools everywhere these days are preparing for Columbine-type situations. And, you know, I mean, we have Newtown last year. We just had the one-year anniversary of that. I think everywhere schools are preparing for an attack.
Yeah. In this situation, like you say, this was a targeted deal. Didn't know that in the beginning. That's what parents weren't sure. So it's that familiar scene of kids getting out of the school, their hands up, some of them, and the lockdown that I mentioned, and all the parents, as many that could get there, getting in if they could, if they're getting out of work and whatnot. What do you think the key thing is when unfortunately something like this happens? I mean, is it all about the time, as quickly as the response is, the better? Or what's the most critical thing that happens once there's been a shooting at a school?
It's hard to say because you have a lot of things going on that, you know, the different people are doing. For example, the students and the teachers are going to be locking the classroom door, turning out the lights, and going into corners away from the door. You could have students and teachers also calling 911. Or you could have, you know, if there's an officer already at the school, that officer may be pursuing the shooter, as was the case, apparently at Arapahoe. The, on-campus officer started, I'm not sure the shooter knew it, but there is an officer pursuing him, that officer, whoever's on school already, may be notifying other officers. So you've got different people doing different things, potentially.
Yeah. We're talking with Jeff Cass, and his book is Columbine, a True Crime Story. And as you said, the differences between, you know, what we saw at Aurora, the movie theater, too, and obviously Newtown, what would have happened there, and Columbine, different than this particular situation. But unfortunately, there's a victim in the middle of this fighting for her life, and apparently just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. The bullet hits her and whatnot. And what are the people there saying about that? It seems like there's just an outpouring of people trying to help the family, and even Pearson's family releasing a statement. Am I right?
Yeah, and, you know, I will say that's, you know, the statement being released is, it's a common thing. It's almost routine now. That's what the parents do. They don't tend to so much give a press conference and answer a lot of questions and in-depth questions. You can say less and get away with a lot less by just issuing a statement. If I was in their position, I'm not sure I'd hold a press conference either. But as far as, you know, are we really getting answers from these statements? I don't think we're getting any deep answers right now.
Yeah. As you did this and looking for your book and what, and you're talking about getting deep answers, what would you say for a mass shooter? What is it that makes them, I don't know, what is it that makes them tick? I don't even know what the word is I'm looking for, but we're trying to wrap our arms around how this happens. And how some people can say, well, they were a loner, but they didn't seem like that. Or, no, they were kind of an oddball, and they never really fit in. I mean, is there a common thread in those scenarios?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the key motive behind the shooters is revenge. In this case, it appears the teacher was targeted Although, as you point out, an innocent bystander sort of got deliberately shot. You know, the girl was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it seems like he still made a conscious decision to shoot her. But whether or not we know there's a specific target or not, the idea is revenge. These shooters are angry. They're either at someone particularly or at society as a whole. And that's why, you know, they will shoot indiscriminately into a movie theater throughout Columbine High School when that happened in 1999, you know, throughout Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut. It just, everybody is a target because their anger is against the whole world.
I know. And what do you do when you're a school administrator? What do you do when you're a superintendent? This has to be part of the discussion, I'm certain.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you read the news clips on Arapahoe, and these kids are saying, yeah, we've trained for this scenario. And it's the same across the country. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, like, every single school across the country has done these drills. What happens if a mass shooter or a gunman enters the school? But more and more are doing it since Columbine, and they continue to do it.
Yeah, boy, sad state of affairs. I'll tell you, at least it's good that they're doing something to prevent this. And it brings up that question. We don't know how many and what specifically they're necessarily doing in all these schools, but what are some of the key things that have to happen to, I don't know, to try to prevent violence? I mean, what are the things that possibly can happen to stop this?
Yeah, it's a great point. And it's spot on because my book is actually being re-released in April for the 15-year anniversary of Columbine. And the afterword of my book is the story of a school shooting that was prevented in a city about an hour north of Denver called Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I use that in the afterword is because the key way to prevent mass shootings, whether it's at a school or a workplace or wherever, is if somebody can catch the warning signs of the shooter before it happens. And there typically are some sort of warning signs. I'm not saying it's easy to figure it out in the moment because people say a lot of things and you say, yeah, whatever, he's just kidding. But if you are able to catch that somebody really is angry and really does want to pick up a gun, you know, when they say, hey, I want to kill this guy, if you are able to recognize that threat or just think something is weird, tell authorities.
Yeah, and if people did that, they noticed something, maybe there's more Fort Collinses out there, and what a better scenario that would be to be talking about that, what was prevented, instead of, ultimately what happened. And there is no real, since you've seen this with Columbine, you know, whether you're talking about a high school, we saw what happened in Newtown, and was an elementary school, the kid sadly so young. I mean, really, it can happen anywhere, right?
Yeah, and it is. I mean, you know, you can look at a map. It's, you know, you have the Sikh temple in Wisconsin. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
it sounds sad.
It does sound sad, doesn't it? It can happen anywhere. You're right. You look at a map. And like I said, I'll say it again. Let's hope there's more Fort Collins if these things have to happen. And I'd much rather that we're talking about that preventing something from happening than something actually happening. All right, we'll look for that re-release then again of your book. Jeff Cass, thanks so much. And the book is called Columbine, A True Crime Story. Thanks for coming on ATN again.
Yeah, thank you too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Six-man pressure. Peyton throws home run. He's got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with the touchdown, and there's the record. Peyton Manning's 51st touchdown pass of the year, and a beauty to Julius Thomas.
Pressure coming. He stands in. Throws one out in the flat. Caught by Donald Brown. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Donald Brown. 33 yards from Andrew Luck, his 24th touchdown pass of the year, and the Colts have taken the lead 9-7.
Three receivers stretched out to the right, Dalton back to throw. He's going to fire deep downfield. Got it, Jay Green.
Got it.
He's got it! Touchdown! 29 yards away, Andy Dalton to Adriel Jeremiah Green.
That goes fires it at intercepted.
Snap to Taylor. Back several steps. Throws across the middle. The ball is taken away by Tavon Wilson. An interception for New England. Left side 45-50. Wilson to the 40 of Baltimore. Two men to beat. Down to the far sideline 10. To the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown. Tavon Wilson. Play fake. Fitzpatrick looking. Firing. He's got Washington wide open. Touchdown. Tight. Fitzpatrick. Today, Washington. Nate Dover.
Looking, steps up, comes, throws on the run to the goal line, says Bryant, touchdown, with 1:08 to go, it was DeMarco Murray got free out of the backfield, and on 4th and 10, DeMarco Murray catches a touchdown.
questions for sure. Kate Delaney, final round here. We have one game left, 1 week left, and one game, one chance for some teams. Others already know where they're going. I can't believe week 16 in the NFL, almost over. You still have Atlanta and San Francisco. That's the Monday night game that kicks at 8:30. Matt, it was crazy. Some of those finishes, you did a nice job there with the highlights. Panthers clinched. They're in first playoff since 2008. They beat the Saints 17-13. Gosh, Drew Brees sacked six times, but it was a last-minute touchdown that clinched it for Carolina, just like the Cowboys who beat the Redskins. They had a little more time on the clock, but a minute and change, and you heard the Brad Sham call there. He's one of the voices of the Cowboys. 24-23. My goodness, there were some exciting finishes once again.
There were a lot of exciting finishes, and you even had Arizona going up and beating the Seahawks in Seattle, which that just never happens.
Never happens.
And then you have the lonely NFC North, where all three teams that had a chance to make some way, like the Lions could have gotten in the mix if they won, they lost.
They're out. Yeah.
The Packers, they lost. The Bears could have clinched the division. All the games were over. They knew all they had to do was beat Philadelphia today, and they would clinch the division. They lost. And so now it's going to set up for the Packers-Bears next week, and then you have Cowboys-Philly for the division title next week in the NFC East. So a lot of good games next week. I heard already that the Sunday Night Football game, the flex has been made, the decision has been made to move the Cowboys and Philly-Eagles game to Sunday night.
Yeah, I was watching the Sunday night game, and they decided that, I think, during the game, because then Al Michaels kept saying, we'll see, our whole crew is going to be there, we're going to be in Dallas, and it's Dallas and Philadelphia. And what a brilliant thing, you and I have talked about this before, that NBC did to have the flex game, because that's what they can do. They can move it to a game that's going to matter, especially they just had a lousy game with Chicago playing dead and Philadelphia rolling all over them in Philly. Now they have a game that at least, even though it's the NFC least, not the East anymore, that's what I call it, it still is a game that means something, because Dallas either gets in or Philly gets in, and that's it.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, there could be an 8-8 team that makes the playoffs.
That's crazy. And that would be Dallas.
It could be Dallas. It could be also, Dallas wouldn't make it, because they'd have to win.
Maybe nine, so that'd be nine.
Seven, but,
yeah.
The Bears,
Packers.
The Packers would be 8-7-1.
Yep.
If they beat the Bears,
yep,
the Bears would be 8-8.
Yep.
So then the Packers would have only 8 wins. I guess they won't be an 8-8 team. It would be an 8-7-1 team.
Wow, that's sad. 8 wins and you could get into the playoffs. Oh, and it's crazy, too, because like you said, Chicago had the chance, Green Bay had the chance, and they didn't do it. That's just insanity.
The Lions, they've lost 3 games
They're
in a row.
Out. Yeah,
the
how?
They were in control of their division. They've lost 2 in a row.
Yep.
And both game, and they've lost both times they play Carolina as well. So, I don't know. The divisions are up for grabs. The only team that is really secure is Denver, and there's rumors that Peyton might not even play next week just because they have the division locked up. And I don't know if they have the number one seed locked up yet. Let me look at that. They, they might, because they are 12-3.
They clinched the division,
I don't know how the tiebreaker works with the Patriots. So I don't know if they'd have the number one seed, but they at least have a bye. So maybe they won't play Peyton Manning, but I can't imagine him not playing at least a half.
Yeah, I can't either. It seems like he set the record, 51 touchdown
touchdowns.
Passes.
Beat,
that's crazy.
Tom Brady in, what was that, 2007 when he had 50. And, and there's still a whole other
that's
game
insane.
Left.
51 touchdowns. That is crazy. You think of it. And think of this. This is a guy who was in Indianapolis, had the whole neck injury thing.
Yeah, multiple neck surgeries.
Yeah, it's crazy. He does, and I heard he did so much work on it because he really wanted to play, found the right kind of doctors, and then he ends up in Denver. And, I mean, John Elway has to be the giddiest man alive. I mean, he's got to be beyond stoked.
And remember when that move initially happened, there was Tebow mania going on in Denver.
People were furious.
And people were a little mad that they were going for this aging, broken-down Peyton Manning and getting rid of Tebow mania, who since has been thrown out of the league, basically. He's all washed up. Nobody wants him. And I would be very surprised if he ever plays a down in the NFL again. But, and then Peyton Manning just comes through, and he's having just an amazing season, one of the best seasons ever in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely one of the best seasons. Are you kidding? That's why he's the Sportsman of the Year on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's what clearly he's the MVP, I think. Do you think he gets the MVP?
I don't think there's any way he doesn't.
I don't either.
You set the touchdown, the all-time touchdown record. I think you have to have it. The season he's having, he's had amazing games, multiple four-touchdown games. He had a five-touchdown passing game. I think didn't he tie the record, too, with, like, six touchdown passes in, like,
yes,
the first week, I think?
Yes, too? That was the very first week, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's had an incredible season. I don't see anybody else really coming close. I mean, have LeSean McCoy's having a really good year. Probably is going to win the rushing title, but I don't see anybody else coming close.
Nope, I don't either. And I think the key thing is here, though, he would say he wants to win the Super Bowl. He wants to win the Super Bowl, get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. Then he's got two, and just like brother, they both have two.
And the knock on him has been in the playoffs where they say, you know, Peyton hasn't come through in the playoffs. Last year, they got upset by Baltimore in a game that I thought they were going to win, for sure. They had Baltimore at home, and they got upset by Joe Flacco. And so I think, you know, the knock on him has been the postseason success. They can't quite do it. And all those years with the Colts, they only won one Super Bowl. And in that Super Bowl, he didn't actually play that great. And I think he was given the MVP out of pity more than anything, because if you look back on that game, Dominic Rhodes was the key to that victory and not Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, no way. Uh-uh. This year's a whole different ballgame, though. It's interesting. It's wild to see the way that this season is going down. Kansas City, with Andy Reid as the coach after he's tossed out of Philadelphia after all those years, they're in the playoffs. They've got a playoff berth. They're 11-4. Indianapolis, talking about Peyton Manning's old team, they're in the playoffs. They clinched the division, the AFC South. So all kinds of storylines for sure. And don't forget, we've got another Nail the Score coming up. And Nail the Score this time around will be on our Thursday show, since we've got weekend games coming up for our last week 17. We will do Thursday after Christmas for Nail the Score in our third hour. Thursday after Christmas. It'll be so much fun. Make sure you call in. It's your last chance to try and win all those fabulous prizes.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.